T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
All right, coming off his victory last week, Dirtbag Nick back in the studio for a little Team PXY fake news. How does the game work, Whitney?
We give you 3 ridiculous news stories. 2 of them are true. 1 is the fake news.
Your organization's terrible. You are fake news.
And Nick has to sniff it out with his schnoz.
Giant schnoz.
Big old schnoz.
You can, nose.
You can play along and help him out. Or, I will throw this out there, if you'd like to sabotage him and lead him towards the wrong answer, you can have fun with that game as well by giving us a call at 222-9800 or the Club PXY safe text line at 69-822.
It's really fun to make him question himself. That's like the best part of the game.
That's all I do when I'm gone from here, too.
Yeah.
Just silently sitting, staring.
Yeah. I never thought about the idea of the listeners calling in just to throw me off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, now it's in your head.
That's
so
a jerk move.
Excellent.
Yep.
You ready to start this off? Headline 1?
Headline 1. Airplane passenger opens emergency exit door after mistaking it for bathroom door. On Friday in Manchester, England, Pakistan International Airlines Flight 702 was waiting to take off when a passenger decided to use the restroom. Only instead of opening the restroom door, the passenger opened the emergency exit door, having mistaken it for the lavatory entrance. The airline said, quote, "The exit slide deployed automatically," and CNN reports that all passengers were safe. However, the flight to Islamabad, Pakistan, was delayed by 7 hours as a result of the incident.
A thing called fake news.
Headline number 2. Florida man tells cops the cocaine on his nose isn't actually his. It's 4:30 a.m. and on Sunday in suburban Tampa, Florida, when police pulled over 20-year-old Fabricio Jimenez over and noticed he had a bunch of cocaine on his nose. According to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, Jimenez proceeded to tell the deputies the cocaine on his nose was not his.
Sure.
As the smoking gun notes, it does not appear Jimenez offered an explanation as to how someone else's cocaine got into his nose. However, police searched Jimenez's car and found a small bag of cocaine, in addition to a backpack containing 250 grams of marijuana and 13 Xanax pills. A past offender, Jimenez was arrested on 3 felony narcotics charges.
That fake news.
Headline 3. Sperm bank in Los Angeles robbed, more than 300 vials stolen. Early Wednesday morning around 2:40 a.m., a popular sperm bank in West Hollywood, California.
No.
Was broken into by 38-year-old Hannah DeVoe. More than 300 vials of frozen specimen were stolen, and the thief managed to get away before crashing her car 12 minutes later, shattering the vials of sperm all over the interior of the vehicle. DeVoe got away on foot, but was apprehended 2 hours later by police. The motive is unknown at this point, and she is being held at the Los Angeles Correctional Facility.
It's all fake news.
There they are.
Come
there
on,
are.
People.
There
come
they
on.
Are.
So there they are. The 3 headlines for this week. Again, headline 1, airplane passenger opens emergency door exit after mistaking it for bathroom door. Headline 2, Florida man tells cops the cocaine on his nose isn't actually his. And headline 3, sperm bank in Los Angeles robbed, more than 300 vials stolen.
This fake news was indeed fake news.
Wait, something about Los Angeles rings a bell to me.
Oh, wait. Let's see.
Oh, I lived there.
Oh, that's right.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Didn't you also live in New York?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I lived in New York and LA.
The two biggest cities?
I know, it's crazy.
Wow. Crazy. Okay, well, now that we've got that out of the way, which one of those is the fake news? What's your confidence level?
I would say about 65%.
That's not great.
No. It's passing, though.
It's been worse.
It's what I shoot for in college.
Is D for degree?
What I did shoot for
it
in
worked.
College.
It worked.
Yeah.
Which one of those is the fake news story you want to help Nick out? Or, again, you can sabotage and mess with him. Now, judging from the Club PXY Save text line at 69822, getting a bunch of people thinking the first headline is the fake news. But let's grab this, 222-9800. Don from Gates, you have a guess for what the fake news story is?
The first one.
All right. You want to say the airplane passenger opened emergency door after mistaking it for the bathroom door?
correct.
Okay.
Can you say why?
Normally, the emergency door is on the side, not towards the rear.
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe he sniffed out some logistical issues here. Don, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. Is that going to help you out?
Well,
or is it going to screw you up?
He's playing the game that I play.
Yeah.
My strategy is to ignore the headlines and listen to the beef in the story, you know?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
You two aren't creative at all, so
it's
aggressive.
I need to sniff out your horrible writing.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, jeez.
Try to find the mistakes, and it seems like the caller found one. But, you know, I'm going to play a little gamble here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a betting man.
Yeah.
That's how you get on top in this world.
And, like really on the bottom.
Are you on top? Are you on top?
Yeah, how's that working out so far?
Right now, I'm way on the ground floor. But anyway, so...
you're next to molten lava.
The favorite, obviously, is the headline number one.
Yep.
I'm going to go against everyone who thinks that.
Wow.
I'm going with headline number three.
Really? You're going to go with headline number three.
Why?
Because I know that's the fake news.
Why?
Because I have a gut feeling. That's the only reason why.
Okay.
Okay, so you actually have no logic behind your answer.
I usually don't.
Headline three. Sperm bank in Los Angeles robbed, more than 300 vials stolen. Is the fake news. And we got two in a row.
Look at me.
He's getting too good.
No. That's three in a row.
Yeah, he's getting too good. I don't like it.
Three in a row?
That's three in a row.
Wow. Now, reveal your real reasoning. Or was it really nothing?
I swear to God.
Excellent.
Most of it was because I wanted to go against the listeners because you said that they, could go against me.
You thought we had planted some sabotage?
Yeah.
It's quite paranoid of you. We actually didn't, but...
I wouldn't put it past you.
Or did we?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.